Thank you, Mr. President. Today, the United States celebrates the anniversary of its independence. During this day of national celebration, when we reflect upon our nation's history and express our gratitude to the many Americans who have sacrificed and struggled to maintain our freedom and build our democracy, it is with deep sadness but firm purpose that we voted the suspension of Honduras from the Organization of American States. The coup undertaken against the government of President Zelaya was illegal and unconstitutional. The timely rejection of this action by the Organization of American States and the United Nations was correct and necessary. In light of the report by the Secretary General regarding the lack of progress so far in restoring Honduras's democratic and constitutional order, the United States saw no other alternative but to suspend Honduras. We take no satisfaction in this action. It is tempting to understand this as a triumph of principle within the OAS. That it may be, but it is also a failure of practice and solidarity that the organization and all of its member states must bear. The OAS's inability thus far to help Honduras through the moment of acute distress should weigh heavy on all of us and inform how we proceed. In this regard, we note the special role that the Inter-American Democratic Charter has played in shaping the hemispheric response to the coup in Honduras. As we stated at the OAS General Assembly in San Pedro Sula in early June, the commitment of its member states to democracy, constitutional order, and fundamental human rights is a defining feature of the Organization of American States. Underlying this commitment is a belief that democracy is a right that is essential to the social, economic, and political development of all of our peoples. This profound human component must remind all of us that our success will not be measured by the punitive action we take today, but by how effectively we help the Honduran people find a solution to this grave and dangerous challenge to their democratic well-being. The unanimity of purpose expressed in today's special session of the General Assembly is a powerful tool. To be used well, this common purpose must continue to be linked to effective diplomacy and outreach. We cannot ignore the responsibility that falls to us to help construct a process of dialogue and engagement that will promote restoration of democratic and constitutional order, enhance the rule of law, address the serious problems of political polarization in Honduras, restore confidence among Honduras's institutions of government, and ensure that Honduras moves successfully toward its presidential elections and a peaceful inauguration of a new elected leadership as contemplated by its constitution. In keeping with the practices, principles, and purposes of the OAS, our diplomatic engagement with Honduras should respect the OAS's historic commitment to the principles of non-intervention and self-determination, and acknowledge, in the words of the Inter-American Democratic Charter, the obligation of all of our governments to promote and defend democracy. In this regard, we call on all member states to act individually and collectively in a way that protects and enhances the well-being of the Honduran people. This means assuring our continued outreach to Honduran civil society, maintaining the effective flow of humanitarian assistance, and rejecting the incitement and use of violence to effect political change. The strength and durability of our democracies is the product of our commitment to our democratic institutions, our constitutional processes and procedures, the rule of law, the use of dialogue for the peaceful resolution of disputes, and our respect for the fundamental human rights of all of our citizens. Now is the time for the OAS and its member states to show that we have the ability to overcome the artificial differences and smaller purposes in the collective defense of democracy in our hemisphere. And I would like to note that we also support the statement of CARICOM and of Costa Rica. Thank you, Mr. President.